In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, when we look at the Holy Scriptures, we can clearly see that the Old Testament was a preparation, a prefiguration of the New and Eternal Testament. Everything that happened in the Old Law was a shadow of what was to happen in the New One. And one of the most beautiful examples of this truth is the Old Passover. God ordered that a lamb without blemish, was to be sacrificed, and the people would enter in communion with this sacrifice by eating of its flesh. And the blood of the lamb would mark the doors of those who served God as a protection against the wrath to come. And by the blood of the lamb, the Hebrews were spared. And Moses led the people through the Red Sea, and they were finally free from the slavery of Egypt. This was the first Passover. But linked to the festivity of the Passover, there was another festivity called Pentecost. And the Feast of Pentecost came 7 weeks or 49 days after the Passover. And that's why this feast has this name, Pentecost, which means 50. So 50 days after the sacrifice of the lamb, that was when Moses received the gift of the law of God, the gift of the Ten Commandments, written by the finger of God on tables of stone. And that law was given so the people would be instructed about what to do and what not to do in order to please God. This is what happened in the first Pentecost. But the first Passover and the first Pentecost were only preparations for the greater things to come. The old Passover was a powerful figure of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, because He is the true Lamb of God, the only one without blemish, who was sacrificed for the sins of the world, whose flesh is truly our food in the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist, whose precious blood marks our souls, protecting us from the wrath to come. And as the old Pentecost was linked to the old Passover, so the new Pentecost is linked to the new Passover. 50 days after the sacrifice of Christ takes place the new Pentecost. The finger of God, which is the Holy Ghost, comes upon the disciples of Christ in order to write on their hearts the law of God. So you see, what happened in the Old Testament was a shadow of what was to happen in the New Testament. The sacrifice of the Lamb and the coming of the Holy Ghost. And as the Church perpetuates the mystery of the true Passover in the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist, so the mystery of the true Pentecost is perpetuated in the sacrament of confirmation. In the sacrament of confirmation, we receive the same grace the apostles and disciples received on the day of Pentecost. But what they received directly from God, we now receive through the mediation of the Church, by the imposition of the hand of the bishop, and the anointing with Holy Chrism, accompanied by the sacramental words, the Holy Ghost descends upon us in order to give us strength. And this is our personal Pentecost, the day of our confirmation. The Holy Ghost came upon the apostles and disciples as tongues of fire in order to signify his work in our souls. Because as the fire has two principal properties, which are the heat and the light, so the Holy Ghost has a twofold mission in our lives: to purify and to illuminate. To purify by the heat of his love, and to illuminate by the light of his wisdom. That's what he does in us: to purify and to illuminate as fire. So today, my brethren, let us ask God to rekindle in us the great gift we received on the day of our confirmation. Let us ask the Holy Ghost to come and as a spiritual fire, to purify our hearts from all evil desires and to illuminate our intelligences with the truth of Christ, so we may live a life which is pleasing to God. Let us not resist the movements of the Holy Ghost anymore, but let us allow him to work freely in our lives, in order to make all things new. Knowing, my brethren, that this newness of life starts over here, inside us, in our hearts. We cannot wait until everything around us is perfect in order to change. This day will never arrive. Nothing will be all perfect for us to start working on ourselves. The work starts inside, always. So today we should pray. We should beg the Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Ghost, come into our hearts. You are our God and our Master. We give ourselves entirely to you. We place our lives in your hands as clay in the hands of the potter. Do with us as you wish, for the glory of your name and the salvation of our souls. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.